It was after midnight when Stovepipe and Wilbur took their turn on sentry duty, walking along with Winchesters tucked under their arms. They patrolled one side of the pens, while another pair of cowboys was posted on the opposite side.
Reckon anybody's gonna try anything?
Not likely, but you can't ever tell for sure until it happens.
If Mort Cabot has heard that his little trick with the rolling stock didn't work, he's liable to make some other move.
He might. He's bound and determined to get the best of the Three Rivers, what with Cabot blaming Malone for all his troubles.
Yeah, but Malone's not actually behind any of it. We'd know that by now if he was.
Yeah, I reckon. Malone's a hot-tempered old codger, but he ain't what I'd call sneaky. Any moves he makes against the Rafter M are gonna be out in the open.
So Cabot's just using that as an excuse to cause problems for the Three Rivers.
Maybe, but...
What?
Somebody moving around over there. By the far corner of the pens.
Like a phantom himself, Stovepipe glided along the pens, holding the rifle slanted across his chest. Wilbur was right behind him, moving just as quietly. Stovepipe spotted a sudden spurt of orange. Whoever was skulking around the pen had just lit a match. Stovepipe's heart slugged in his chest as he saw sparks start to leap. He slid to a halt and brought the Winchester to his shoulder. He saw the sparks draw back. Stovepipe saw the sparks still flying, but they were down close to the ground. He dashed forward, knowing those sparks had come from the fuse attached to a stick of dynamite. He could hear the man he had shot running away.
Wilbur, heading toward the depot!
Thoughts flashed through Stovepipe's mind as he ran. If the explosive detonated where it was, it would blow down the corral fence, probably kill some of the cattle, and might even damage the railroad tracks. If he could reach it before the blast, he could put out the fuse and prevent the destruction. Problem was, he didn't know how long that fuse was. The dynamite could go off and blow him to Kingdom Come just as he got there. He could still see the sparks from the fuse popping and flashing. As long as he could see them, he was all right. His long legs carried him quickly over the ground. Close enough, he left his feet in a long dive and stretched out his right hand as far as it would go. His hand closed around the burning end of the fuse. He felt its coals sear his palm, but there was no explosion. The fuse was out.
Wilbur must have caught up to the bomber.
Stovepipe scrambled to his feet. Ignoring the pain in his burned hand, he scooped up the dynamite, stuck it in his pocket, and loped toward the station. Stovepipe rounded the building's rear corner and spotted the orange glare of a muzzle flash. Return fire came from a dark shape crouched behind some crates stacked next to the brick wall. Stovepipe wheeled around and went the other way. He bounded up onto the platform, pounded across it, and jerked open the door into the station. The night operator in the telegraph office peered fearfully over the counter as Stovepipe galloped by. Stovepipe stepped out the front door of the station and immediately pressed his shoulder against the wall. He figured the man who had taken cover behind the crates was Wilbur, which meant the hombre firing around the corner of the building was the dynamiter. He could make out the man crouched at the corner and drew a bead on him.
Drop the gun and elevate!
The man twisted toward him. Stovepipe aimed low, hoping to just wound the bomber. The bullets missed, and the man turned to run.
Dang it!
Stovepipe tracked the figure with his rifle barrel.
Come on, Lady Luck.
Stovepipe was forced back against the wall behind him.
Damn it to hell!
He wasn't a man given to profanity, but he realized the man must have had at least one more stick of dynamite with him. Fate had sent Stovepipe's bullet straight to the blasting cap.
Won't be questioning that, varmint.
And he had a stick of that unholy stuff in his own pocket. He pulled it out, looked at it, and briefly considered dumping it into the rain barrel under the end of the gutter. Then he recalled hearing that water just made the explosive even more unstable.
Stovepipe, are you all right?
Yeah. Just wondering what to do with a little chunk of hell I grabbed onto.